A man known as the Prince of Song has died. Jose Jose died over the weekend in Miami at 71. The Mexican singer had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer a couple of years ago. His career spanned decades, and his records sold in the millions. If it happens that you have not heard of Jose Jose, his fans would like you to know more. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
A constant light rain and cloudy skies didn't deter residents from filling a city block in front of a park in southern Mexico City. Born in 1948, Jose Romulo Sosa Ortiz, better known as Jose Jose, grew up not far from here. The crowd broke into applause for their local hero, followed by a neighborhood band's military-style final salute. But what everyone had gathered for was a chance to mourn and belt out a ballad or two, like these grown men sharing one of several microphones set up throughout the crowd. And relive together Jose Jose's romantic lyrics one more time. Pero pocos sabemos amar. Desire can fade quickly, however love is endless. And we all may know desire, but few truly know love. Those words bring 32-year-old Cesar Manuel Jimenez Núñez right back to falling in love in middle school.
Le llega a uno sus canciones de José José, las pone más o... Sí, ese es cuando uno está enamorado.
That's the age when José José's songs find you, he says. Jimenez, who was selling white scarves decorated with the singer's face, says he'd sing Jose Jose's songs to his young love back then. He says they've been married ever since. The 1980s were Jose Jose's most prolific. He released album after album, selling more than 95 million over his decades-long career, according to his official biography. He received multiple Grammy nominations, never winning, but was named Latin Recording Academy Person of the Year in 2004. That same year, he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Fans surrounded it this weekend with candles and flowers. 60-year-old Maria de Jesus Rodriguez says she most admires Jose Jose for publicly sharing his battles with alcoholism and addiction during the 1990s. Todo mundo quería tenerlo oculto. Back then, everyone hid those things. Not him, she says. He wasn't ashamed. 15-year-old Luis Alberto Serrano is too young to remember the details of Jose Jose's long career, but sure can sing his songs. Toma mi mano, camina conmigo. He and a friend sang in front of the park for hours. Many in the crowd wiped away tears, and the clouds remained low, and the rain drizzled on. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.